Okay, good morning, everybody, and a very happy Zos Chanukah. So, the encounter between Yosef and his brothers, where Yosef, you know, reveals himself, Hani Yosef, Hod Avi Chai, is, you know, one of those, obviously, seminal moments in the Torah and lives on the consciousness of the Jewish people. But, you know, in terms of Pshuto Shel Mikra, is, you know, highly, highly elusive. What could Yosef possibly mean? Hod Avi Chai, Yehuda has just, you know, finished one of the most singular and also extensive monologues, what we talked about yesterday, the Arichos Tvarim, that the Ramban notes of Yehuda, which is all about, you know, V'nafsho k'shur v'nafsho, k'yech ele al avi, v'anari nanuiti, penerev ara, asher yumsa es avi. Of course, his father is alive. That's the whole predicate of the entire discussion. What kind of question is this? So, of course, on some level, it must be a rhetorical question, but you know, in what direction? Ha'od Avichai, right? V'lo yachlu echav lanososo, kini palumi panav, what exactly was going on? So the Sforno says, kipshuto, what that means, ha'od Avichai, is not as my father still alive, but, you know, eich Avichai, how could my father possibly have survived all of the da'aga, you know, shahayalo alai, that all of the, you know, anxiety and all of the pain that Yaakov must have gone through, not really ever knowing, right? Yosef doesn't know about the Ksonis Pasim and the Sirizim, you know, Vayishchatu as Sirizim, Vaitnu as Akutonis Badam. Yosef obviously doesn't know about any of that, but he can only imagine and speculate. So Yosef can really only speculate in terms of, you know, what exactly his father has experienced, but it can't possibly be good. So Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, is obviously not an inquiry. Right, this isn't, you know, some kind of an interrogative moment where Yosef is saying, is my father really still alive? And how could my father have endured such, you know, terrible suffering? It's all, you know, crashing down on Yosef with this sense that Yaakov is so beleaguered, that Yaakov is suffering so much. This is the first Yehuda, you know, has spoken of that. You know, v'nafsho k'shura v'nafsho, eichel el avi v'anari nenu iti penerev ara asher yimsa es avi, where Yehuda is basically saying, and this is certainly the way the Ramban understands, that it would be better for me to be an eved olam, you know, for me never to see my family again, than to have to witness, you know, the depths of my father's suffering, which forces Yosef to confront, you know, what all of this time has meant, you know, for Yaakov Avinu. How could my father possibly have survived, you know, this degree of suffering? Again, this raises many questions that we've dealt with in other contexts. Like, well, what did Yosef think was going on? Did Yosef think somehow that his father was untroubled by his departure? And that, you know, obviously lends itself, you know, to further inquiries which are beyond our scope for now. But the point is that, you know, Yosef is not asking an interrogative question. It's a question of deep and profound reflection on the concept of Ha'od Avichai. How can my father have survived, you know, such, you know, horrific stress associated with my absence.